Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. India calls upon Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of all minorities and their places of worship. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren takes oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand. Anti-pollution measures grab for to continue in Delhi NCR till 2nd December, orders Supreme Court. 55th International Film Festival of India concludes with vibrant ceremony in Goa. And P.V. Sindhu, Unnati Hooda and Shriyanshi Valishetty enter women's singles quarterfinals of Syed Modi Badminton Tournament in Lucknow. India has called upon Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities in their places of worship. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha that the primary responsibility of the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including the minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. Several incidents of desecration and damages to Hindu temples and deities in the neighbouring nation have been reported in the past few months. Mr. Singh said, India has expressed its concerns about such incidents, including the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka, and the theft at Jeshoreshwari Kali Temple at Shatkhira during Durga Puja this year. In another reply in the House, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh informed that India and Canada are in touch regarding the state of their bilateral ties, asserting that respect for each other's concerns, territorial integrity and sovereignty are the prerequisites for any stable bilateral relationship. This was stated by Mr. Kirti Vardhan Singh in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He said India has repeatedly urged the Canadian government to take prompt and effective action against anti-India elements operating from its soil. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till tomorrow following the uproar by the opposition parties over various issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members from Congress, Left, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party, AAP and others continued to raise the issues, forcing adjournment of the House for the day. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said Parliament is a platform for productive discussions and urged the members to cooperate with the chair to run the House smoothly.
Honourable members, this chamber is more than just a house of debate. Our national spirit has to echo from here. Parliamentary disruption is not remedy, it's a malady. It weakens our foundation.
Ruckus continued in the Lok Sabha as well. When the House met at noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans over various issues, forcing the adjournment of the House for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition's behaviour in the House. Mr. Rijiju said the Congress and other opposition members are trying to create unnecessary pandemonium and are not allowing the new members to put across their views. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, Jagdambika Pal, moved a motion to extend the time for presentation of the committee's report to the last day of the budget session next year. The House adopted the motion.
अभी भी छह राज्यों के साथ जो राज्य की संपत्तियां हैं वो वक्फ बोर्ड क्लेम कर रहा है उसमें डिस्प्यूट है भारत सरकार के अर्बन डेवलपमेंट की 123 संपत्तियां दिल्ली में हैं जिसकी बहुत कीमती है वक्फ बोर्ड ने क्लेम किया है उस पे जवाब आना है इसलिए ऐसी चीजों को देखते हुए हम इस पे रिजोल्यूशन मूव कर रहे हैं कि अब हमारा जेपीसी का जो बिल का हमारा रिपोर्ट है उसको हम अगले बजट सत्र तक पेश कर देंगे.
Earlier, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and Ravindra Vasant Rao Chavan, who won the recently held by polls, took oath as members of parliament in the Lok Sabha. India is working alongside other reform-oriented countries to build support among the UN member states for expansion of the UN Security Council, as New Delhi has all the credentials to be a permanent member of the expanded UNSC that reflects contemporary global realities. This was stated by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He stated that the government accords the highest priority to getting permanent membership in an expanded United Nations Security Council. The government has said the distribution of LED bulbs under Ujala scheme is saving more than 19,000 crore rupees every year. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Power Shripad Nayak stated that 4,800 crore units of energy are being saved per year across the country, and it has helped to reduce 4 crore tons of CO2 emission annually. He added that due to switching to LED bulbs, the annual savings per household are averaged between 1,300 to 1,800 rupees per year. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha senior leader Hemant Soren took oath as the Chief Minister of Jharkhand for the fourth time today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function in Morhabadi Maidan in Ranchi this afternoon. More of my correspondent.
During the oath ceremony of Hemant Soren, several India bloc leaders were present. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, and Delhi former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal were the center of attraction at the function. Chief Minister Hemant Soren will constitute his cabinet after winning a vote of trust on the floor of the assembly. A special session of Jharkhand Assembly will be convened from 9th to 12th December. This decision was taken at the first cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Oath ceremony of ministers will be after the trust vote. With KK Lal, this is Shilpi for Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In the 81-member assembly, the India bloc had secured 56 seats. On the other hand, the BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. One seat went to Jharkhand Loktantrik Krantikari Morcha. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today hit out at the AAP-led Delhi government for not implementing the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana ABPMJAY. In his social media post, Mr. Nadda expressed pain, saying that the AAP government has deprived the people of the city by willfully not adopting the scheme. He added that the AAP government has denied this crucial health cover to more than 6.5 lakh eligible families and all citizens of the age 70 years and above in Delhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Supreme Court today ordered that Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, currently in force to tackle the severe air quality in Delhi, will continue till the 2nd of December. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey made it clear that all GRAP 4 measures except for schools shall be continued till Monday. The bench said that in the meantime, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, will hold a meeting to decide on easing the GRAP restrictions. He said the second report submitted by the court commissioners showed an abject failure of the authorities in implementing the GRAP 4 curbs in letter and spirit. The bench also made it clear that it would continue to hear the matter related to air pollution in detail to find a long-term solution to the crisis. In Manipur, all the schools and colleges will reopen from tomorrow. In an order issued by the state government, it was said that normal classes will resume from tomorrow, including in universities. All educational institutions had been closed since 16th of this month after widespread protests took place in the valley districts condemning the killing of 6 persons by armed men in Jiribam district. However, internet ban is still in force in the selected districts of the state, while relaxation of curfew for some hours in some districts has been going on. Chief of the Army Staff, COAS General Upendra Dwivedi, launched Eklavya, an online digital platform for officer training. This initiative, launched in New Delhi, aligns with the Indian Army, propelling itself into the decade of transformation and also with Indian Army's theme for 2024 as the year of technology absorption. Ministry of Defense in a statement said that this platform has been hosted on the Army Data Network and features a scalable architecture. A total of 96 courses by 17 Category A training establishments of the Indian Army have already been hosted on the platform. The 55th International Film Festival of India concluded this evening with a spectacular closing ceremony, marking yet another memorable edition of this prestigious event. Saul Bleuwaite, directorial Toxic, bagged the prestigious Golden Peacock Award at the 55th International Film Festival of India 2024 today. In the closing ceremony at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium in Panaji, Goa, the team was awarded a 40 lakh cash prize, a Golden Peacock Trophy and a certificate. Clement Favreau bagged the Best Actor Male Award for his stellar performance, and Vesta Matulaite and Leva Ripukaite jointly won the Best Actor Female honour for their roles in the film Toxic. In the Indian section, Navjot Bandi Wadekar was recognised as the Best Debut Director of an Indian Feature Film for Gharat Ganapati, while the Best Web Series OTT Award went to Lumpan. The festival honoured Vikrant Massey as the Indian Film Personality of the Year, celebrating his acting talent and diverse characters portrayed on screen. We have a report.
IFFI 2024 showcased an incredible range of talent and experience by offering a platform for budding artists to demonstrate their skills on one side, while also engaging with cinema and music giants who shared valuable life lessons. At its core, the festival focused on film screenings, but one of the most thrilling highlights was the Creative Minds of Tomorrow Challenge. The event featured 100 emerging filmmakers tasked with creating a film within just 48 hours. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju made special mention of the Film Bazaar, which saw an overwhelming turnout of film personalities and industry leaders eager to connect and collaborate. The centenary celebrations of Indian cinema legends Raj Kapoor, Mohammad Rafi, Tapan Sinha and Akineni Nageshwara Rao were a key part of the festival, honoring their remarkable contributions to the industry. Masterclasses by renowned personalities such as A.R. Rahman, Mani Ratnam and Sonu Nigam provided deep insights into filmmaking and various aspects of cinema, leaving cinephiles inspired and enlightened. This year, the festival will also be remembered for promoting an inclusive cinematic experience for all. Vidom Veshupadhyay, Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, Goa.
More than 1 million people in Ukraine have been reportedly left without power after Russia launched a massive strike on the country's energy grid overnight. At least 12 areas across Ukraine, including three western regions, have been hit, and Energy Minister Herman Halushenko said emergency power outages had been introduced. Explosions have been reported in several cities, including Odessa, Kharkiv and Lutsk. The deep depression in South Bay of Bengal is expected to move northwards from tomorrow and will cross between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry on 30th morning. The warning of heavy rainfall in coastal districts of the state continues for two more days. The regional head of the Met Department has said that the sea will continue to remain boisterous and strong winds are likely in some of the areas. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the seas till the 2nd of December. In badminton, PV Sindhu, Unnati Hooda and Shriyanshi Valishetty have entered the women's singles quarterfinal of Syed Modi India International 2024 Super 300 tournament in Lucknow. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen, Priyanshu Rajawat, Mirabha Luwang Maisnam and Ayush Shetty have also entered the last eight. The top-seeded Indian women's doubles pairing of Tanisha Krusto and Ashwini Ponnappa progressed to the quarterfinal with a tight three-game win against Chinese Taipei pair. In men's Junior Asia Cup 2024, the Indian team is currently facing Japan in their second match at Muscat in Oman. The score was 1-1 at the end of the first quarter. The second quarter game was in progress when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India calls upon Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of all minorities and their places of worship. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren takes oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand. Anti-pollution measures grabbed for to continue in Delhi NCR till 2nd December, orders Supreme Court. 55th International Film Festival of India concludes with vibrant ceremony in Goa. And PV Sindhu, Unnati Hooda and Shriyanshi Valishetty enter women's singles quarterfinals of Syed Modi Badminton Tournament in Lucknow. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.